The end justifies the means. How many of you are familiar with that phrase? The statement declares that if the end goal is valuable enough, worthy enough, then any means, any avenue, any scheme or strategy it takes to achieve that goal is justified. Whether it be right or wrong, just or unjust, fair or cruel, the end justifies the means. For example, how many of you have been to a revival or a crusade of some sort, or perhaps a youth conference, and at the end of the sermon, the preacher said something like this: "I want everyone to bow their heads and close their eyes. No one looking around but me. And if you want to give your life to Jesus, raise your hand." And then the preacher says something like, "Look at that. Hands go up all around the room." But while he's saying that, you happen to open up your eyes and you see that hardly anybody has their hands raised. Why would the preacher say, "Hands go up all over the room"? Because in his mind, the goal of seeing someone saved justifies the means of making people think that there were a lot of people coming to Christ, so they should as well. The idea of the phrase, "the end justifies the means," is accredited to Machiavelli, an Italian diplomat and philosopher of the 15th to 16th centuries, in his book, The Prince. And it's there that Machiavelli wrote, "It is unnecessary for a prince to have all the good qualities I have enumerated, but it is very necessary to appear to have them. Let a prince have the credit of conquering and holding his state. The means will always be considered honest, and he will be praised by everybody." I don't think it would take very long for any of us to recount a time or two where we justified dishonesty, sinfulness, because we thought it would lead to a noble or even godly end or purpose. And we wouldn't be the first generation. But if you want to see what any of this has to do with David and King Saul, well, then you've got to come back tomorrow. As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our national changemakers in Costa Rica. And also remember the Cron Western Lifeward broadcast that's heard throughout the Ivory Coast and Liberia.